Follow your dreams. Tally French Burton, E4 Texas graduate. Abstract. Tally shares the story of her journey to becoming a paraprofessional. It highlights her path through the jobs program and E4 Texas, focusing on developing life skills, navigating public transportation, and completing an internship at the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Meta description: the story of the path taken by a young woman with a visual impairment in order to follow her dream to become a paraprofessional. Hi, my name is Tally. I have an amazing story to share with you. I'm 19 years old. I didn't know I wanted to be a paraprofessional until my senior year of high school. It really took a lot of work to find my forever dream job. I have been visually impaired my whole life. I had a teacher for the visually impaired my entire time in school, up until graduation. Once I figured out what I wanted to do, I looked for a program where I could get a certification as a paraprofessional. The program I found is called E4 Texas, and it is at the University of Texas, Austin campus. Before I went to E4 Texas, I went to the jobs program offered through the Texas Workforce Commission. It lasted 3 weeks. In this program, you live in an apartment with a roommate. You have a job and a job coach to help you at your work site. This helped me to learn my job duties and problem-solve situations as needed. I learned how to be more independent with laundry and cooking. And we also had to learn how to use Google Maps and travel in Austin using public transportation. All these things were very beneficial to my success in the next stage of my life. Once I finished jobs, I applied to the E4 Texas program. I had to fill out an application and then be interviewed by 3 staff members from the E4 Texas program. I was accepted into the program. I moved into a dorm at UT. In the program, we learned many valuable skills for independent living, such as budgeting, healthy relationship skills, and how to navigate Capital Metro. For anyone who has had to learn this, you know it isn't easy. We learned how to make a resume and practice our interviewing skills. The program also required classroom lectures 4 hours per day with specific classes for paraprofessionals, child care providers, and personal care attendants. We had volunteer hours that we had to complete each semester. The program was 3 semesters long. We did a lot of work, but we also had fun, going to movies, eating out, bowling, and just playing board games in the dorm with friends. During the 3rd semester, we had to complete an internship of 135 hours or more. We had to interview for the positions, and we had to plan for travel, whether by walking to the site, using Metro Access, or using Capital Metro. We were expected to arrive at work on time and pack lunches as needed. I chose Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, TSBVI, as my internship. I was well prepared through the paraprofessional track at E4 Texas. Now, I am excited to share that I will be working as a substitute at TSBVI for the coming school year and have my own apartment where I can continue to access public transportation. As a student with a visual impairment, high school was challenging. The thought of going to college was scary. I'm glad I went to jobs first and then, through the encouragement of my family and TWC counselor, I agreed to apply to E4 Texas. I encourage all people with disabilities to set high goals, seek support, work hard, and find that dream job. You can do it. You may have to work twice as hard, but you can do it. Caption: Tally celebrates graduation from E4 Texas. Alt text: student is standing in front of the UT fountain, dressed in graduation robe and hat, showing the Hook 'em Horns hand sign. Caption: Tally French Burton. Alt text: a portrait of a smiling face looking directly at the camera. Caption: Move-in day at the Dobie dorm. Alt text, dorm room with a student standing next to a newly made bed.